Track 12. And finally, a welcome to the TV star, Mike Liggins.
My love affair with Norfolk started in a slightly odd way. I was in a bedsit in Leamington Spa, and I was stark naked. Not a stitch. Now, before you get the wrong idea, let me explain that no one else was involved. Well, Derek was involved, but he didn't know I was naked and is completely blameless. This was the summer of 1987. I'd been for an interview with the BBC in Norwich. Look East was searching for a sports reporter, presenter, and I had applied for the job. The interview went well enough and I returned home to my bedsit in Leamington Spa to await news. This was a very big moment for me because I'd always longed to work for the BBC. When I was a kid growing up in the Midlands, I loved watching sport on television. In the late 1960s and early 70s, that pretty much meant the BBC. No Sky Sports or Amazon Prime in those days. ITV had wrestling on a Saturday afternoon, but I didn't find Mick McManus or Giant Haystacks all that compelling. No, I watched the BBC. Football, rugby, cricket, golf, and so on. I idolised the commentators of the time, David Coleman, Bill McLaren, Richie Beno and Peter Alice. When I played sport in the back garden at home, I didn't just play football and cricket. I actually commentated on the action. So if I scored a brilliant goal against my brother Bill, it wasn't just a goal, it was also an opportunity to imitate David Coleman. Liggins with the shot, 1-0. Or if it was cricket and I belted the tennis ball to the bottom of the garden, I would add the voice of the great Australian cricketer turned commentator Richie Beno. 4 runs from the moment it left the bat. I did the voices, and back then, all the voices worked for the BBC. So to get a job with the BBC was a dream. Sure enough, the day after my interview, the phone rang early. I jumped out of bed and spoke to a personnel officer from the BBC called Derek. Look East wanted to offer me the job. Amazing. I was overjoyed, but underdressed. For this big, big moment in my life, I had no clothes on. I seem to remember it even turned a bit Mr. Bean when I tried reaching for a towel to hide my embarrassment. Sadly, this was in the days before cordless phones, and I couldn't reach. Happily, Derek never knew about the no-clothes thing. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how my long and happy association with Norfolk began. I came to the county thinking I might stay for a year or two before moving on, but that never happened. Some of you might recall that I did get a job with ITV News in 1996 and had a fantastic year in London. But I missed Norfolk so much, I had to come back. Norfolk is where I met my wife, Jeanette, at the BBC. Norfolk is where my two children, Hannah and Harry, were born. And it's where I live, in the south of the county. I can't imagine living anywhere else now. Why do I love it? For any number of reasons. I love the landscape, the history, the people, the hustle and bustle of Norwich, the peace and quiet of the villages. It's a long list. This month's edition of Norfolk Magazine is all about getting in tune with nature. For me, that isn't really a choice, but a necessity. For my well-being, I have to spend time outdoors. As a family, we love walking the dogs on Norfolk's brilliant beaches. But I also like walking the lanes around us. And then there's the garden. The garden is my quiet place, my safe space. It's a bit scruffy most of the time. The design is all over the place. And we never seem to get on top of all the jobs that need doing. But I need the fresh air. I get grumpy if I can't get out. Jeanette is a florist these days, and we're trying to grow as many flowers as we can. It's a steep learning curve, but we're not doing too badly. So yes, this month you will find me out in nature on a beach somewhere or even in the garden. And as temperatures fall, you'll be glad to hear that I will be fully clothed and wrapped up against the elements. I'm so excited to be joining Norfolk Magazine as your new columnist. My friend, Susie Fowler-Watt, is a really tough act to follow. But I'm looking forward to sharing my stories with you in the months ahead.